Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Just have a tip here for folks that like to use the screen share and also the connected computers on their home network with their Mac operating system, per se, in this case. Now, I know that my daughter's computer is on the home network. I know it's turned on, but as you can see, it's not showing up. Now, that does happen from time to time. Maybe it's just been idling too long, or maybe one of the computers got restarted and then it just doesn't show up. But nonetheless, I mean, it is something that does happen, because everything in life, it's not perfect. So I'm going to show you a few different ways on how we can either screen share or connect to those computers on our home network. First thing we'll need to do is we'll need to go to the main hard drive, go into the systems folder, libraries folder, core services, and just type S, and scroll down until you get the screen share. Now you can drag this icon to your dock, as I have here, and we can connect through screen sharing that way. So I'll go ahead and do that, and we'll need to put in the name of the computer that we'll be connecting to. So this would be the name that I would use to connect to my daughter's computer. Enter action for my password. And as you can see, I'm now connected to her computer. Now, the other way of doing this, which it's still very similar, but somewhat different. And the way we'll be doing that is, while you're on Finder, you can either go to the menu or just type in the shortcut Command K so that we get this dialog box here. Now, we can either put in the server address and connect this way, and this would be to connect to the folders. It'll ask for your password again, and this is based on users, the way I have it set up. And then I can select the folder that I want to connect to and connect that way. Now, I'm not going to be connecting because I want to show you the other way of doing this. Now, again, we would still use the Command K shortcut, or like I said, go to your menu bar, click go, and then connect to server. So instead of putting the server address like we did, we'll just click on browse. And now, as you can see, the computer that's being shared shows up in my network location. So networks, Willie V, but it doesn't show up on here. But we'll get to that in just a moment. So let's go ahead and click on there. And now I can either screen share, or I can connect to the folders that I have shared. Again, I have mine set up based on usernames and passwords, so only certain folders are going to be accessible to me, or in most cases limited to other people on my home network. So that would be one of the ways that I could connect. But maybe a lot of people don't want to go through all that. So what we'll do is, on your Finder, click on Finder, Preferences, and then you'll get this box that comes up. Now, on Shared, I have Back to My Mac, Connected Computers, Bonjour Computers, all enabled for me to be able to connect. But I want to be able to see the volumes that are connected as well, especially with the network. So in that case, on Devices, the very first one that says Computer, we'll go ahead and enable that. So that one's enabled. And now on my Finder window, you'll see that it'll have my computer listed. So when I click on my name, not only does it show me the hard drives that are mounted, but it also shows me the network mounted as well. Whereas in another situation, it wouldn't be shown. So now we can actually double click on the network, and any computers that are connected or being shared at that present moment, even though they're not shown on the Finder side panel, are still able to are still able to be connected to. So double click on that. And again, once it loads up, it's the same thing as we were using Command K as a shortcut to connect to a server, or go into the menu, clicking on go, and then connect to server. So now I can still screen share. And that'll come up. Or if I choose to do so, connect to the folder and transfer files, you know, however I need to. Anyways, this was Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.